We're here at the Ray Hall Letterman tent, just kind of counting down the minutes until the race gets started, actually, a couple hours from now. And I'm speaking with Troy Prescott, the president of the Cardinal Ethanol Plant in Winchester, Indiana. And Troy's been to four races this year, and now we're at the final race of the 2007 season with 100% ethanol. How do you think the whole ethanol promotion has gone this year?
Oh, I think it's went real well. Back in our hometown, we've got Winchester Speedway, the world's fastest half-mile track. And even talking to those guys, I mean, they know about the ethanol movement in the Indy League, and they're excited about it, too. There's more and more race venues looking at using ethanol, so it's been a real successful program.
And now that we're kind of rounding out the 2007 Indy Racing League season, how do you think this series helped promote the use of ethanol?
Oh, I think it's real well. It's been put it on a national platform, and it showed the power and performance of ethanol. Just a very neat place to get it out there and show the effect of ethanol it can have on performance. So.
Okay, and I do know that Honda announced that they are planning to go ahead and use 100% ethanol again next year. What do you think that means for the whole ethanol industry?
Oh, it's great. I think the more Honda gets behind it, then that puts more pressure on other venues to look at using ethanol. Hopefully the more venues will use it, gets even broader exposure to people, fans throughout the industry, or throughout the racing industries.
Okay, and as this movement continues to grow, how is this affecting your guys' company in Winchester?
Oh, it's right now, ethanol prices have dropped because they say we're at the blending wall, and so more and more use is what we need. I mean, you've got a product that's right now getting way cheaper than gasoline as far as on the wholesale market price, so the more exposure it gets, the more people asking for ethanol, the more E85 exposure we can get, more flex fuel vehicles out there, so that'll use the demand up and bring the price of the ethanol back up. But right now, ethanol on the wholesale market is quite a bit cheaper than gasoline.
And where do you see the future of ethanol going from here?
Oh, I think it's real positive. I think everybody likes the idea of getting away from foreign oil. You know, it's good. They see jobs going in local, small rural communities. So it's been very positive on that side of it. It's like I say, getting the usage up is what we need to do. Get more E85 pumps out there and get more blending facilities to get the ethanol blended into the gasoline.
All right, great. I think that covers everything I wanted to ask you. Anything you want to add?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Thanks again, Troy.
Team, and see how things go today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.